You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. All right, cool. Good. All right, this is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, broadcasting live from the Entrepreneur Connect networking event right here in the heart of Uptown Charlotte. The Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, you can check out wherever you get your podcasts. Also on YouTube, presented by QC Amplified, and joined by Mr.
Javis.
Javis.
Yes, sir.
Javis, what you doing here, man?
Man, I'm here just connecting. I've been in, you know, exploring this entrepreneurship thing for the last 5 years, and now I'm learning the power and getting out in the open, man. I tend to be an introvert, man, just kind of was kind of building on my own. And obviously, you know, I got family and friends, but now I'm learning how to get around like-minded people. It's a game changer. Yes, sir.
Is it? How much networking have you been doing lately?
Man, in the last, 90 days, I've done more networking than I've done in the last 5 to 6 years. Yeah, just find every, like, I will go to an event, connect with somebody, find another event, and I'm just stacking them.
Anything particular about Entrepreneurs Connect that you like? Anything stood out here?
Yeah, man, I love the setup because it allowed just everyday person to get on there and get real feedback, and I'm in real time. Like, obviously, most events you probably go to, you might get a panel with people who are accomplished, which is powerful, right? But to be in a room with people who are in similar levels and to give you that feedback in a way that relatable, I thought that was pretty big. And I think they left with some really good feedback.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes, sir.
That's cool. So talk about what you do.
Yeah, man. So my background is in social science, particularly psychology. I am a certified DISC practitioner. Basically, most people know it as a personality test.
Man, I'm direct. What's it?
Yeah. Influence. And now it's all, man, the acronym switches like every day. But you got driving, influence, conscientious, and steady. But it's different words, but all the same thing. Yes, sir.
So you study psychology?
Yeah, man. That's my world, man. Right now I'm looking at just a simple concept, psychology and performance. So basically, my background is also in warehouse management. That's kind of where the concept was born because I was like, okay, we're looking at numbers and data, but like my background lets me know what's behind that. Because at the end of the day, it's people, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm exploring now. And my use case is going to be foster care. I have a heart for the youth that are going through that system. And I'm looking at ways to make it more efficient on the back end. Because, you know, like the state, I don't want to say kick them out, but, you know, they age out.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that they're landing on their feet.
How does that work? Like, what you're doing and...
Great question. All right, so I did my research and I found that about 15,000 to 20,000 youth are aging out annually, right? About 45.
And that
about,
is in the state?
Yeah, just like in America.
Okay.
Right? And so I'm finding that a significant percentage of the youth are not landing on their feet in terms of, because you know the goal is reunification, meaning to go back with their family, or the next best option is adoption, meaning they find another loving family to take care of them. The last option you want is for them to age out. And even, you know, I look back decades, man, because I just want to see the trends. Even with all the programs that they have when the youth age out, there's still a breakdown. Well, like over half of the youth aging out. So I'm like, my psychology mind start going and going, if they have external resources, there's still their breakdown. They might not be addressing the inside, the emotional intelligence, the psyche. And so that's why I'm exploring ways to, you know, bring to the table what, you know, my unique value so that we can clean that number up.
How do you even start that?
Yeah, so not to give you my whole life story, but I pretty much went through the foster care system and lost my parents before I made it to the fourth grade. So one, it's a lived experience. So there's empathy, there's understanding. And I remember, as you can see, I'm sitting down, but I'm about 6'5". I play sports. I was in Europe one day, the Philippines, and we went to an orphanage because it was a mission trip. And the kids were looking at me and I said, hey, I know what it feels like. I was there too. They couldn't believe it. I kid you not, in that moment, I realized that, oh, wow, like I can be an example that no matter what happens when you're young, you can still overcome. So that's kind of how this thought started over the last few years. And then, like, you know, just as time went on, I got more experience. I got more, wisdom. And the way I'm explaining it now, it took time to get to this point of clarity. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what? How are you gonna? Have you started building this business yet?
Yeah. So my company, Xfighter.ai, was phase one. I started out with just doing like a business to consumer play where I'm offering everyday people. I'll give you an assessment and two AI tools. So I was giving them basically Claude, or most people know ChatGPT, and then I was also giving them an interactive avatar that they can talk to, just to reinforce development. I'm pivoting from that now because, again, like, I tapped into a more meaningful vision than when I just explained on foster care. And so what I'm doing now is I'm in talks with some people who have resources, capital, and now I'm just continuing to come to events like this, because I'm finding that when you network, like, pieces just come together, you know, stakeholders, people who know people. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. Yep. Yes, sir.
Cool. So what's the biggest challenge you're having?
Man, I would say the next big thing is, obviously, I can always get better at my business model. However, the next big thing is just funding, man. I got my concept. I've used ChatGPT. Well, not ChatGPT. I use Claude to build MVPs, which is like, because, you know, today with AI, you don't necessarily have to know how to code. Now you can just prompt. So yeah, I've been building like kind of products, and I've been building versions of it. And now the next goal is to literally get funded to build the actual MVP, like the enterprise level, because it's going to be thousands of kids and, you know, thousands of people on this platform, because that's kind of the concept of my company. And then I need a strategic partner to get me into the rooms where decision makers in the nonprofit space are going to pretty much say yes to the idea, and we can start getting clients. So that's kind of what it is, capital and decision makers. Yes, sir.
How you going to do that? Networking?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm already, like, I got my foot in the door now, man, with a strong lead. And like I said, the reason I was able to explain it, so, you know, to a degree right now, is because I've been challenged by this person to continue to dig deeper about what I'm trying to do. And so, because at first it was just going to be, well, you know, I got this psychology and performance concept, I can do it for education, sports, warehousing. They was like, yeah, we need one simple use case. And then I was like, okay, let's do foster care. We can do this. They was like, no. Get sharpened down one more time. I was like, all right, I'm not going to focus on the entry, because it's a lot of resources with kids coming in. There's a lot of resources with the experience, meaning there are people who are building frameworks to help with placement, right? I found the gap in the exit. There's not a lot of resource when kids leave. And so I was like, aha, I got it. So it's been a journey, but now I'm there, I'm clear. Now I got to continue to connect and, like, just be patient, because I'm learning that these type of opportunities take a long time.
That's yes, cool, sir. Man. I like, yes, what you're doing, man. It sounds pretty dope.
Appreciate it,
sounds,
man.
Tough, but you can do it.
Yes, sir.
You can do it. Tell people how they can find you and work with you.
Yeah, so, man, easiest thing right now is I'm on all social media. Javis Howard is literally like Davis, but with a J. And then I'll drop my email. It's an email that I pretty much use when I'm, you know, doing business, at javis@javishoward.com. And so those are the two areas that they can find me.
All right, cool. Anything you want to leave people with?
Man, I would say, you know, you heard my story. I would say, do not discount the rough times in your life. You know, I believe that when we talk about experience when you are going to interview for a role, you talk about what you've done. But I think another part is what you survived and been through. I think if you're an entrepreneur, you want to add a lot of value. I think there's no better place to start than what you've overcome.
Cool, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to doing business with you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good job.
Yes, sir.